In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg. We have Carmen Castellanos.
Castellanos.
All right. I don't guess I'd pass Spanish class this morning. With us, and he lives in Honduras, has a tremendous ministry in Honduras. But yet, you are also involved in church planting and training pastors. Tell us what you have discovered to be the best way to train national pastors, turn the ministries over to them, and that kind of a thing.
One of the things that we do is that I've been doing is I drive around and I meet all these pastors and invite them for a pastor conference.
Oh, pastor conference, okay.
Yes, sir. We train them. Usually we invite missionaries from the States, like seminary teachers or things like that.
Okay.
Friends that I know.
Yeah.
And, of course, a missionary will know a lot of friends, you know,
right,
that can teach the Bible.
Now, is that what Pastor Keith went to?
Yes, sir.
A pastor's conference? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He went there and we trained pastors.
Right.
And we invite pastors. It could be 30 pastors.
Right.
It could be 20 pastors.
Okay.
You know, but you can get pretty good number of pastors.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you invite them.
Right.
But usually the pastor, they don't have resources. They don't have much money.
Okay.
So what I have done is I ask people for funds.
Right.
For help.
Right.
So we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide transportation for the pastors.
Okay.
We provide lodging and food for the pastors.
Wow, that's
but
expensive.
Also, it is, in a mm-hmm. way, it is expensive. But I think for Americans, it's not that expensive. For us, yeah. it's expensive. It won't take that much money to train pastors.
Okay.
Up 20, up to 50 pastors.
Okay.
And we invite them,
mm-hmm.
and we train them.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I visit them in their churches. You
okay.
know, sometimes they invite me to preach.
Right.
And some of them have been my classmates, too. We went to Bible school together.
Right, right.
Yes, sir. So it's good to train pastor, but visiting them, knowing them, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
We have the church association, you know. You can also mm-hmm. go up there
mm-hmm.
and become a friend with them.
Right,
and
right.
you can ask them for the list. You know, the mm-hmm. pastor in mm-hmm. certain regions.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can, we are divided by regions, you know, yeah. so you can do that too.
Right.
You can go and train pastor in different regions, or you can bring all the pastor in one spot.
Now, yeah. is there a Bible college in Honduras or a Bible institute to train pastors?
Yes, sir. We have the seminary.
Okay.
For Central American churches.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the...
Is that in Tegucigalpa?
No, that's in Siguarepeque.
Okay.
Where I live.
Okay.
And then we have the seminary from that is, I think it's John MacArthur.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So okay. It's a great one.
Okay.
And uh-huh. then we have a little Bible schools.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
For lower education.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, sir.
Well, it sounds good. Now, are ladies able to go and get this training as well, or just men?
Ladies can go, too.
Okay.
Actually, two of my daughters study there. Uh-huh. Yeah, one of them study Bible counseling.
Oh, I see.
And the other one study music and Bible also.
What part do you see counseling playing in missionary work?
It's very important and it's needed.
Okay. All right.
For example, I'm in an area where in 3 months, 8 kids committed suicide.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, it's a poor area. People don't have hope. and it's very important to talk to the young people. And their age is between 15 to 25.
Those that committed suicide,
yes,
between,
sir,
15 and 25.
Yes, sir. So you can tell there's something going on in their mind. So it's very important to counsel them, you know. So the biblical counseling is very important, that part.
Does each missionary try to do his own counseling, or is there like a counseling center that churches can send their people to?
There is no counseling center, actually.
Okay.
Everybody have to do their own counseling in the church.
I see.
You know, I think I never thought about, you know, having a counseling center. It really opened my mind now, you know, to have something like that.
Well, and then too, a counseling center can also train people in the area of counseling as they watch it happen. And then afterwards,
yes, sir,
the counselor and the trainee can talk about what happened and, you know, talk through the whole process. And that way you're duplicating your own people, you know, in the area of counseling, so that if somebody can't come to the counseling center, they've got somebody who's trained in the local church.
In the local church. Yeah, this is a great idea, brother.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start talking about it.
There you go.
Start a counseling center. Yes, it's very important.
Because counseling basically is discipleship.
It is.
It's just, what does the Bible say?
It is.
And are you willing to do it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And also, in our country, people just get together, and they don't get married. They've been living like that all their life.
Sure.
But, you know, we need to obey God's word.
Right, right.
And get married.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, I've been telling people about it, and I've been telling them, I'm going to pay for your wedding. I'm going to make a big party for you.
Okay.
To encourage them to get married, but they just don't do it. I mean, they just live like that, you know. So it's part of the counseling, I think. It will help a lot.
Now, those that are living together, does that mean they just split when they get upset with each other? They don't even have to divorce?
In the young couple, yes, they do that. They do that. They just split. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in the older couple, or the one that have, you know, four kids, or they've been together 10 years, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
But maybe in the between 1 and 5 years, they can split anytime.
Do you have a fair number of Americans coming to Honduras to be missionaries?
Well, in my city, it is amazing. I think there are about 30 missionaries in my city.
And your city is how big?
Including all the villages around, it's about 70,000 people.
And you have 30 missionaries?
30 missionaries.
Are they all in church planting?
This is something difficult and hard that I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I have talked to some of them. I became friends with some of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are doing a lot of things, like some of them growing coffees, growing peppers, cucumbers, but not sharing the gospel. And other missionaries are teaching carpenter and some other things, but not sharing the gospel. And some other missionaries, they say, I told them, say, what's your purpose? What is your mission? I just come in and help the missionaries. But how? Well, I have a group of kids, missionary kids. I have Bible study with them every Wednesday. And that's it. Yeah, and I help them like that.
Wow.
And it is hard for me to see that and to hear that.
Because I guess so.
The mission is to share the gospel.
Right?
You can do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't share the gospel, you're not doing anything. You know, we can be in church all our life.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't bring disciples, if we don't share the gospel.
Right.
What are we going to tell to God when he asks us what we did for him?
So, are there many Bible-preaching churches in your community?
There are a lot, and very healthy churches, you know, in the doctrine and deep in the Bible. Yeah. Like I said, we have seminaries, and there are in my city.
Okay.
And so they train pastor, good
yeah.
teaching,
yeah.
deep in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the missionaries that I've seen, they don't share the gospel. It's really something that I can't put it together in my mind, you know. Yeah, how are missionaries right. here? The church is spending a lot of money.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they're not sharing the gospel.
Hmm.
And that's the main thing, you know.
It sounds to me like some local pastors need to make some visits to their missionaries and find out
yes.
what's going on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission, they're recruiting local pastors to be missionaries
mm-hmm.
because they're more successful. We
right.
know the culture.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We know the language.
Right.
We are already there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more effective.
Is aviation being used at all in Honduras?
It was in the beginning.
In the beginning, okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now the gospel is pretty much spread, you know. I will say maybe we are 50-50 now. You know, Christians and Catholics.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, they used a lot of airplanes, a lot of little airplanes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how they spread the gospel around Honduras.
Okay, does the government, back in the day, did the government bother the missionaries with their airplanes and they try to regulate what they were doing? And
No, sir.
Okay.
I think they were open for that.
Okay, all right,
and,
good.
You know, they brought a lot of help, too, to the...
Yeah.
To the country, you know.
Okay.
Our country is really blessed by missionaries.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Our country is blessed for missionaries.
Right.
You know, because they bring a lot of groups, they bring a lot of help.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, that's the main point.
They don't share the gospel.
They don't share the gospel.
Yeah. Now, you described a part of your ministry as being a mechanic.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you originally trained to be?
Well, I learned mechanic when I was growing up.
Ah.
After school, we are so poor, you know. After school, I went to a mechanic shop. So I grew up learning mechanic, as a mechanic. Then I joined the Air Force.
Right.
I wanted to be an airplane mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
But then being in the Air Force, they changed me to electronic. And they sent me, I didn't want that. I didn't like that. But mm-hmm. now that I'm serving God, I knew that God was preparing me.
Yeah.
I didn't know at that time, you know.
Right.
And then they sent me to the United States to be trained by U.S. Air Force.
Really? The Honduran Air Force sent
me here
yeah.
to
yeah.
be trained by U.S. Air Force.
I see.
And when I came here, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior.
That changed everything.
That changed everything. And now I'm serving God through a mission, visiting your church, your ministry, because I learned English and God was training me.
Amen. Isn't it really neat to watch the hand of God, step by step, turn by turn, change our lives and give us the purpose for our lives? What a blessing. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.